Brad Davidson from Sky Racing. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, fellas. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see a bit of a World Cup special, guys. Get Clarkey in goals. Get Loz and Mido. Get them firing down a couple of penalties. Get the gloves on. I'd love to see the pre-goal routine for Clarkey and how he goes with five shots at goal.
Davo, I had a function on Friday night for Ublo because they're the major sponsor of the FIFA World Cup, and we had penalty shootouts. I made the final.
Did you? There you go.
There was six of us. I can't remember the guy's name. We had like an A-League goalkeeper in goals. I made the final.
Did he read you like a book, the keeper?
Obviously not. I made the final, mate. I got three from three.
And didn't go to the right.
No, he went. That's my point. He went the other way. All three occasions, I went bottom left corner. And then for the final, I gave it to my daughter to kick.
Right.
So
did you save, though? Did you get in the goals? And
Nah, they wouldn't let me go goalie. We had a proper goalie in there. I was just one of the kickers. And I took it that serious. It was like World Cup final for me. I wanted to win.
What about when they do the one that they just try to, you know, they just try to like just little kick of the ball straight at the keeper so they think the keeper's going
to
die.
Try to take the mickey out of the keeper, don't they?
Yeah,
think the keeper's going to dive and not be able to get it. They just go straight down the middle.
Yeah.
Mate, was it Zidane did it in a World Cup final?
Oh, my God.
In 2006?
I love watching him. He was a great
player. Yeah. Then he obviously headbutted Matarazzi's head and got sent off. But anyway, headbutted his chest, sorry. But anyway, let's talk some racing. Daz Rahn winning the Festival Stakes. This very well-bred Frankel Entire. Good performance there on Saturday, Davo.
Yeah, and a terrific training performance, guys. We see it time and time again from the Waterhouse and Bot Yard. They able to get these horses really fit first up over these distances, 1,500 metres. We see it out to 2,000 metres in the past as well. And this horse, off that performance, looks to have gone to a new level. And he was back late. There was a bit of confidence there, 18 into $11. And, yeah, I mean, last preparation, he ran well in a Newcastle and Newmarket, well in a Doncaster prelude, but the way he came back there on the weekend, I mean, he's beaten Mirror Vision, who was placed in a Group 1 down south to start prior, and Kerwin's Lane, who's a really good horse. So I think he's come back very well, and it was a race where they did roll along, so he had to do a bit of work and just kept finding. So might be in for a really nice summer, this horse, Daz Rahn, off that performance there on the weekend.
What did you make of Bonnie Ezra and Zathus taking out the other features at Rose Hill there on Saturday?
Yeah, Bonnie Ezra had been ticking over well and, gee, just hit the line very strongly there to take out the ATC Cup in what was a sort of very close finish with a few horses there. But one that I sort of blackbooked a few starts ago, but unfortunately wasn't on the weekend. And Zathus was able to bounce back after a couple of disappointing runs, but had form around Clemenceau, beating that horse easily in Melbourne a few starts ago. So two nice performances there. And, Bonnie Ezra in particular, a horse that you could stick with sort of getting out to those 2,400 metre trips. Doesn't mind a bit of rain as well if we do get that in the coming weeks. But the weather's been really good of late as well.
Down south, and for the first time since the 2019 Melbourne Cup, which Il Paradiso should have won. Anyway, I'll get over it one day. Vow and Declare won the Zipping Classic.
Yeah, great, wasn't it? To see Vow and Declare back in form. We've seen his lead-up form to the Melbourne Cup was terrific. It didn't quite work out in the Cup, but to pick up the Zipping Classic there on the weekend. They had their chance to beat him as well. Luncey's had the right run, the trail. He dragged Luncey's into the race, but he was still far too strong for that horse over the concluding stages. So, yeah, I think if you owned him, you would have been hoping he would have notched another win since that Melbourne Cup, if you look back to that day. But that's horse racing, and they've really got him back in great form this spring. So great to see him get that reward with the Zipping Classics feature. It was worth $750,000 as well. So nice little prize check for the owners too.
Who are we following out of the meetings?
Look, I think at a Rose Hill Loz, Through the Cracks is a horse that was always going to find the 1,100 too short. But gee, I love the way he found the line again. He looks cherry ripe now, third up out to that sort of 1,250, 1,300 metre mark. Thought Wordley was terrific behind Mission Phoenix as well. And one of the earlier races on in the day. And, look, just the weight probably told their second up. I think fitness now will be really hard to beat third up there as well. So they're the two I'll take out of the meeting at Rose Hill.
What are you sin binning?
Colour Sergeant and Dragonstone. Colour Sergeant, he just seemed his perfect race there on the weekend. He couldn't get the job done. He's had quite a few chances this preparation. And Dragonstone might be a bit harsh, but he just needs too much to go right in his races. And he seems to be taking up a lot of the market most of the time as well. So we'll put him in the sin bin as well, those two. But, yes, a hard day to really sort of suck anything in particular there at Rose Hill.
Oh, and just on the multi, you did your part of the work, and then Berkey let you down, Davo, but Mission Phoenix did the job for you.
Yeah, well, Wales let us down. They sound like they were up a long way, but look, we'll probably cop that if the Wallabies are going to have a great come from behind victory. So, yeah, look, that's the way it goes sometimes, but yeah, hopefully if you back Mission Phoenix with the tips on Friday anyway.
Great stuff, mate. Have a good day.
Till tomorrow. Cheers, guys.